Shalom. This is Billy Brim coming to you from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks here in Branson, Missouri. We've been looking at Jerusalem, past, present, and future, because, especially since in May the 16th and June 6th and 7th in our calendar, May 16th, the Hebrew calendar, we are looking at it's been 40 years since Jerusalem came back into the hands of the Jews. It's a very prophetic year, I believe, 2007. And so we're looking at Jerusalem. Why is it so important to God? We've been talking on some weeks now. Now today, we're coming to the fact, and we did close on this yesterday, that Jerusalem is two parts. There is an earthly Jerusalem, and there is a heavenly Jerusalem. I told you that I went throughout Israel, and I noticed they had all these paintings with heavenly Jerusalem. And I said to them, how do you know about heavenly Jerusalem? The things that I found about it were mostly in the New Testament. And they said, Moses told us about it, you know, when he went there. Well, he went there during those 40 days when God gave him the pattern to build the temple, and the tabernacle, and he also gave him the Torah. The first five books of the Bible came to Moses, much of it, as he went up on that mountain with the Ten Commandments and went on into the heavens with God. I suppose if Jesse Duplantis can go there one afternoon from a hotel, Moses can go there when we lost sight of him for 40 days. And so Moses told them a lot about it. It is in the oral tradition from Moses, now written down in the Talmud. So, but I asked them, I said, you know, I'd like to know where it is in the Word, in the Tanakh. And so they took me to Psalm 122, which is one of the Psalms that the Jews recite and say when they came up to Jerusalem every year for the three feasts. And this Psalm is one of them that they said actually on the steps as they're going up into the temple. I was glad when they said unto me, Psalm 122, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Yerushalayim. And I'm saying Yerushalayim the way the Jews say it. Yerushalayim is builded as a city that is compact together. Here is where we see it. I was told by the rabbi, it is being builded a city compact together. Earthly Jerusalem and heavenly Jerusalem are coming together to make one whole. We know that from the New Testament. We know that that's going to happen, but here they see it. They also see it, many of the religious Jews who know a lot about the language, Yerushalayim, as it is pronounced in Jerusalem, and in Hebrew, you count to three. Ahat, one, shtaim, two, shalosh, three. All right, ahat, shtaim, shalosh. But you don't have to say shtaim every time you say something if it is a couple. Something that ordinarily comes in two, you put the double meaning, the two ending on it. For instance, your glasses, your spectacles are mishkafaim. There are two lenses in them. Your shoes are nahalaim. There are two there. Very interesting, all throughout the Bible this is used, but it is used with Yerushalayim. There are two Jerusalems. There's Jerusalem that's below, there's Jerusalem that's above Yerushalayim, and God's plan for the future of Jerusalem is to build those two together. Now, look at verse 6. Everybody's always quoting this verse. Same chapter. Pray for the peace of Yerushalayim. They shall prosper that love thee. I'm going to use the Hebrew word for peace, which you know very well. Pray for the shalom of Yerushalayim. They shall prosper that love thee. Shalom comes from the root word shalem. Shalem means whole, W-H-O-L-E. Shalom is the peace that comes from being whole. Jesus said he would give us peace, not as the world gives peace. No, he gives us the peace, shalom, that comes because we are whole, shalem. Now this says to us, pray for the shalom of Yerushalayim, they shall prosper that love thee. Pray for the peace that comes from being whole. Jerusalem is not to be a divided city. The earthly city is not to be divided. Joel chapter 3, verses 1, 2, tell you that people that divide Israel, divide the city, will be judged by God. It's not to be shared in any roadmap for peace. It is to be a whole city, and we are to pray for its wholeness. But not only is it to be whole here on earth, it is to be whole with the heavenly Jerusalem and with the plan of God. I want you to turn with me to the book of Ephesians. There is a marvelous verse there that Ephesians is my very favorite book. And Ephesians has the plan of God. It has the plan of God for the church, and it has the plan of God and the purpose for all creation. Now, Paul says that God has made known this plan to him and the apostles. Look at verse 9, Ephesians 1, 9. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will. Mystery is mysterion. It is a Greek word which means secret, divine mystery, divine plan. He says that God has made known to us the mystery of his will according to the good pleasure which he has purposed in himself. Verse 10, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, which are in heaven and in the heavens, that's actually plural in the original, and which are on earth even in him. God has a great plan. I love the way the Amplified says it. Listen to this. I'm going to read verse 9 in the King James and then verse 10 in the Amplified. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, Amplified Bible adds, and this is it. This is the plan. He planned for the maturity of the times and the climax of the ages to unify all things and head them up and consecrate them in Christ, things in the heavens and things on the earth. One. Unity. One. Unity. This is the purpose of God's plan. Satan's always trying to break us up and divide us, but God is moving us into unity and oneness. In fact, his future plan calls for everything in heaven and everything in the heavens and in the earth to be under one headship, to be united in Christ. And of course, this includes the earthly Jerusalem and the heavenly Jerusalem being joined together. This is how the NIV reads it. The mystery of his will, which he purposed in Christ to be put into effect when the times have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in the heavens and on earth together under one head, even Christ. So earthly Jerusalem and heavenly Jerusalem will come together. I'm going to read you now from, recorded in Jerusalem, The Eye of the Universe by Rabbi Aryeh Kaplan. Some of it comes from the Talmud. Now I am quoting, there must be a realm in the spiritual domain where all spiritual forces come together. In the words of our sages, this realm is called Yerushalayim Shema Allah. Jerusalem, Jerusalem on high. It is said to parallel physical earthly Jerusalem. It would only be through a physical entity that the two could be united. And this is, now what I'm going to read you right now, it's from the Talmud. Ta'anit 5a is the reference. Quote, God swore that he would not enter Jerusalem on high until he enters Jerusalem down below. I'll repeat that. God swore that he would not enter Jerusalem on high until he enters Jerusalem down below. In other words, the Messiah will come to Jerusalem on earth and then enter heavenly Jerusalem as we go into the unity of both together. Ha Makom. Jerusalem is called Ha Makom, the place. Back in Deuteronomy, it begins by saying, you shall not worship God just anywhere, but in Hamakom, the place God has chosen to put his name there. We follow on through all Abraham, Jacob, David, and Solomon. Solomon praying in 1 Chronicles chapter 7. And God says to him, this is Hamakom. This is the place. The prayers that are made here, I will hear when you humble themselves and heal your land. All the Jews knew it. They knew about Hamakom. They know that they have to come to Hamakom, that they have to come there every year. Now, when Jesus was on the earth, primarily teaching the Jews, offering them a kingdom even, that they could have received at that time, they did not. He said to them, he taught them as Jews living under their covenant. But then he begins to prepare to go, and he gathers the disciples all around him, and he says to them, this is, he says that he's going to the Father. And he says in chapter 14 of John, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." They know about Hamakom. They know about earthly Jerusalem, Hamakom. But he's telling them, "I'm going to prepare Hamakom for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you," in other words, it's not this earthly Jerusalem. "If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." And Thomas said, "Lord, how do we get there? We don't know the way." And Jesus saith unto them, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father except by me." Hamakom, Hamakom. The place for you, Jesus said, is with the Father. The place for the church is heavenly Jerusalem. And we're going to talk about that more tomorrow. Praise the Lord. You don't want to miss it. And in case you do have to miss it, and maybe you missed the 2 or 3 weeks we've already been talking on this radio broadcast, you can order from us our teaching on Hamakom, Jerusalem, past, present, and future, heavenly Jerusalem. We are offering it to you on 2 CDs. Or 2 90-minute cassettes for $10 plus shipping. You can get that from Billy Brim Ministries, Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. We trust you can enclose an offering as well. 1-800-972-3447 is our telephone. That's 1-800-972-3447, $10 plus shipping. Also, go online, billybrim.org, billybrim.org. Find out about all the meetings we have coming up, especially our School of Eschatology. You'll want to watch what we streamed online Monday concerning what's happening in the Gaza Strip. It's going to be a hot summer, and in this hot summer, hot politically, hot perhaps with a war, we don't know, but we will know when we have our eschatology school. August 14 through 17. Come and study the book of Ezekiel and the prophets with us. This is Billy Brim saying, Shalom, Shalom.